This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Swara has the latest.
The series of drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, striking the heart of its oil production over the weekend, continues to raise tensions. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump came close to placing outright blame on Tehran. He spoke at the White House after meeting with Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain.
As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
Trump insisted he does not want war with Iran, but said the U.S. is ready militarily.
That was a very large attack, and it could be met with an attack many, many times larger very easily by our country, but we're going to find out who definitively did it first.
Patsy Whitaker-Swara, VOA News at the White House.
An Afghan health official says 24 people were killed Tuesday in a bombing attack near the site of an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. At least 31 others were injured in the bombing. A spokesman for Ghani says the president was unharmed in the blast. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Israelis are voting today in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. Poll shows today's contest is too close to call. AP correspondent Aaron Heller reports voter turnout is a big issue in today's election.
It's a very close election. Both sides are saying that it's going to come down really to every vote, so they've been campaigning furiously across the country. Voter turnout is going to be a major key this time, as the right wing obviously wants to get out their base, and the left wing and Arab parties are encouraging their constituents to go out because it's such a close election that it really could come down to the wire.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm has been sent a subpoena for his tax returns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A source who insisted on anonymity tells the Associated Press the office of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. The president was asked about it as he left the White House for a New Mexico campaign rally.
I don't know anything about it.
The district attorney, who's a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Trump and his family have been fighting in court against multiple subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are holding their first official hearing this afternoon in what they're calling an impeachment investigation. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
They have promised to aggressively investigate President Trump, and many of their supporters want them to try to remove Trump from office. But the White House has blocked almost all their oversight requests, declining to provide new documents or allow former aides to testify. And the Republican Senate almost certainly will rebuff any House efforts to bring charges against the president.
That is AP's Mike Hempen reporting. North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in Ohio. The couple worked at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, for 10 years, stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures. Federal health officials activated emergency measures to tackle the recent spate of lung illnesses blamed on electronic cigarettes. The head of the Centers for Disease Control says activating the CDC's Emergency Operations Centers lets experts give additional support to the agency's staff working to protect the nation from this serious health threat. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hey.
the hits and